Five U.S. senators, led by former presidential hopeful Bernie Sanders, asked President Barack Obama Thursday to suspend all construction permits for the Dakota Access Pipeline and halt work on the nearly $4 billion four-state project. The senators requested a full stop on the pipeline until a complete environmental and cultural review is done for the entire project. In a letter to the president, the lawmakers cited not just the treaty rights of the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, but also the larger implications of yet another massive fossil fuel infrastructure project on the climate crisis. The request followed a court ruling last Sunday night that refused to extend an injunction blocking work on a contested segment of the controversial pipeline. After the ruling, direct action resumed, not just in North Dakota, but across the country. In four states along the northern U.S. border with Canada, 10 people were arrested Tuesday after shutting down all five pipelines that carry tar sands oil into the country.
We are acting in response to the call to action from Standing Rock for escalated response and prayers and actions, and this is in solidarity to them.
That's Afrin Sapariwala with Climate Direct Action, the group that organized the coordinated shutdowns. She says even more than supporting Indigenous water defenders fighting the Dakota Access Pipeline, the shutdowns were meant to draw attention to what Climate Direct Action calls the inadequacy of global response to the climate crisis. Last week, the European Union approved the ratification of the Paris Agreement, reaching the 55-nation threshold required to implement the international climate deal that Sapariwala says is insufficient.
Even though 192 countries signed an agreement to cap climate increase to 1.5 degrees from the baseline, there isn't a single plan that is being pushed by any government or climate organization that comes close to matching this target.
Those arrested included not only the climate activists who took direct action to shutter the pipelines, but also journalists who were on the scene. One of them, documentary filmmaker Daya Schlossberg, was charged with three felonies and faces up to 45 years in prison. Schlossberg is just one of numerous journalists who've been arrested covering the growing movement against the Dakota Access Pipeline and its broader implications. At least four reporters with the nonprofit independent media collective Unicorn Riot have been arrested covering the Standing Rock Sioux actions in North Dakota, including one this week, which the group filmed and uploaded to their website.
Sir, you're aware that you're arresting a credentialed member of the press right now?
You might be releasing.
Are you planning on releasing the credentialed member of the press that you arrested?
And Democracy Now!'s Amy Goodman, who was charged after filming a private security company unleashing attack dogs on protesters, is headed back to North Dakota to answer criminal trespass charges in court next Monday. While the movement to stop the Dakota Access Pipeline grows, a coalition of groups calling for a moratorium on drilling in the Gulf of Mexico has released the results of a review of accidents in the oil industry and the frequency with which they happen, at least those that get reported. Ann Rolfes is the founding director of the Louisiana Bucket Brigade, who looked at reports filed between September 15 and October 6.
Well, in the three-week period, we found that there were 94 accidents attributed to the industry. Some of those were reports from the oil industry. Some were things that regular people observed and called in. But either way you slice it, that's over 30 accidents a week.
And that's just in and off the coast of Louisiana.
To this point in the year, there are over 1,500 accidents by the oil industry in our state. And last year, just as an example, there were 2,300. And so this is a problem that we know has gone on from year to year, where there actually are thousands of accidents every single year. And in Louisiana and along the Gulf region, it's as if we're used to this and we consider it business as usual.
The report from Louisiana is timely as the Standing Rock Sioux continue their fight not only to protect their sacred land from desecration, but also their water from the threat of potential leaks and oil spills. The Dakota Access Pipeline struggle has brought renewed solidarity between tribes across the country and indigenous peoples around the world, many of whom face their own battles against extractive industries. Another fight they've long shared is years of protest over the glorification of Christopher Columbus and the process of colonization that followed his so-called discovery of the Americas. This week, Denver, Colorado joined a short list of cities opting to celebrate Indigenous Peoples Day instead of Columbus Day. FSRN's Hannah Lee Myers reports.